Tonight's shiur should be a schus before Shlema Gitovina Basya. So when I was researching the inyan of Sarara, just before I get into the actual shiur, one main thing that came out was Kavarat Haya. Tam Sefer, when he goes through his tshuva also, he very much stresses that there should be Kavarat Haya. Whichever Rav ends up being the Rav, we'll see different points also, but it should be Kavarat Haya. You know the Gemara Megillah says that Kavarat Haya is the Chedlima Torah. Lima Torah, Talmud Torah, Kenegad Kulam. So I studied the Indian. Seems to be the Indian of Kavarat Haya is a very important thing. So even though there were a lot of tshuvas written, which means there were a lot of tshuvas needed, there still should be an Indian to stress that there should be an Indian of Kavarat Haya, that the tzibur should show whoever ends up being a Rav, the tzibur should show him the proper respect. It's really the reason why I'm giving this shir is because the pasuk in this week's parsha. The pasuk says like this: Shivas yamim yalbishim akayin tachtav. 7 days, kayin yalbishim akayin tachtav mibanov, asher yavi al moed. So Rashi says in the words tachtav mibanov, referring to the shivas yamim yalbishim akayin kayin gadol, 7 days. Rashi says tachtav mibanov minayin kayin tachtav mibanov melamed. So Rashi over here says, from here we see that a Kohen Gadol's son takes over him. And he quotes, in parentheses they have the Sefri, it's a Teres Kainim and Yuma, the Chen the Sefri, in I think Parshat Tzav, also says a similar drasha, that a Kohen Gadol, his son is Memala Es Mekaimai. The Gemara in Yuma also makes this drasha. The Gemara in Yuma makes one, I guess, discrepancy would be the proper word. The Gemara is really talking about the kain shulchan mechama, kain who went out to war. There's a certain kain. Gemara is discussing if he has to wear certain megad. What does he wear when he does service in the actual base of Mikdash? But the Gemara goes off on a tangent about the Kain Meshulch Melchama. The Gemara says maybe Kain Meshulch Melchama also is, I guess we use the word Yarshind, by his son also. Did his son take him over? The Gemara brings this exact pasuk and it darshins like this: Talmud Loimer Shivas Yom Yalbishim Akayin Tachta Mibanah Shoyavi El Oyel Moyed Misha Roy Lavi El Oyel Moyed. That's who Banav Tachtav. So Gemara Yuma is clearly differentiating between a kain meshulach melchama and a kain gadol. That a kain gadol, his son is memalas mekayim, is yarshin him. Kain that's the kain meshulach melchama does not yarshin him. That's a very important point that we'll get back to later. But for what I want to bring up from that Gemara right now is that a kain gadol, we see from that Gemara this drasha that Rashi brought in this week's parsha, that a kain gadol's son is yarshin him. The next place we find this halacha of Yerusha when it comes to Sarara, a position, is a melech. There's a Sefri. I'm going to jump straight to the Rambam, really. The Rambam says like this when it comes to melech. He's really, the Rambam is really quoting a Sefri. Ma'ach shemoyshchin ha-melech hari yuzoyche loy ulebonav lo'oylam. That after the king takes over, he zoicha for him and his sons forever. Shamalchus Yerushalayim, Shenemer Laman Yerichan Yamim, Amma Machtai, Hu Banav Bekarav Yisrael. Now, those words Bekarav Yisrael are very important. That means that as long as the sons are Bekarav Yisrael, we'll explain that later. Bekarav Yisrael, they will yarshin his melucha. Then the Ram goes on. Hiniach ben Katan. If he has a younger son that's not ready to take over the kingship, so you point, I guess, you point somebody, I guess, a prime minister, somebody to control the country till he's ready, and then he would take over the melucha. Okay, my son, fine. And then the Ram ends off. That it goes according to the halachas of Yerusha. So an older son would go before a younger son. And then the Rambam ends off, V'loi ha-malchus pelvat. El kol ha-shrarois, v'kol ha-menuyin shev Yisrael, Yerusha l'bnoi, u'leben b'nai, ad ha-olam. V'hu, this is, so in other words, the Rambam says that not only melech, melachim, kings, but also any position, we'll have to see what exactly means any position, but any position will get passed from father to son. Then the Rambam just adds one tanai. V'hu shayah ben b'malam mokam avoysav b'chachmu b'yira. But the condition is that the son has to be memalo mekaymo. He has to be able to replace the father. B'chachmu b'yira. How you memalo b'yira? If he's only memalo b'yira Hashem, but he's an afal b'shein memalo b'chachma. My midin oisay b'mekaymo. So you, even though if he has Yir Shemayim, you could put him up. You teach him. Teach him how to, you know, proper, whatever the Chachma, doesn't have to be Torah. It could be at this point, it could be any, whatever Chachma for the position is needed. I'm saying it could be Gabayis, even Melucha. You have to teach him how to be a king. There's certain things that he has to know when you're running a country. So far we've established that for Kohen Gadol and for Melech, for sure we see that there's a concept of Yerusha Levonav. The Sarara, the actual position, gets passed on to the son. And the Rambam put in V'kol Sarara. What exactly does that mean? So the Rivash, and the Ramah quotes the Rivash. The Ramah is in Reish Mem Hei. The Ramah brings down Rivash. It's a long tshuva we'll discuss. But the Ramah says that a rav, and this is where we transition from just a melech and a kohen gadol to what about Torah? What about a rav? The Ramah brings down this Rambam and this Rivash that's going to learn from this Rambam that even when it comes to position of Torah, a rav, we'll start with that, a position of kedusha, which we'll just start with a rav, he would also pass on to his sons. Dr. Ramah. Misha muchzik l'rav b'ir, afilu hichzik ba'atzmai be'ezes torah. Somebody who's a rav, he's a muchzik rav, he's been a rav for many years, and even if he appointed himself one, ein l'ridu megdulasai. First of all, the Ramah says you don't take him down. Once somebody's a rav, remove him. Afu b'shabalisham anchik dalim, and even if Gal Dadar comes, that rav stays in place. You don't replace him. Afilu ben benoy la'olam, which is basically lashon the Rambam. Also, he's. But the Ramah is putting it to a Rav also. That a Rav would be just like a Melech, and the son, and it would just keep on going, the son and grandson, Ad Lailam. And then the Ramah adds this Tanai of the Rambam, Koydun Lachem, and he goes before anybody else, Koz Mancha V'malam Makam Avaisa V'yira. Then he says a funny thing, V'heim Chachum Ksas. The Rambam doesn't say that exact Lashon, but the Ramah puts it in, V'heim Chachum Ksas. Then the Ramah adds with one very important point. They have a contract. The Rav is not somebody you establish just for the rest of he wants, but you give him a contract, whatever, 10 years, 15 years. So if the way it's established in that city is that the community, the, you know, let's say there's a Vad, there's a on the Shul, and they decide who the Rav is. So then it would be, a Vad be Zakhtar Ramah. Avada, they would still be in control to decide who the Rav is, or if they have a contract. So then, when the Rav's contract would finish, they would point to a new Rav. There would be no Yerusha. This is Dr. Ramah. So the Ramah's quoting the Rivash. The tshuva of the Rivash is actually a very interesting tshuva. Basically, what happened like this: there was a person by the name of Matsyo that was a Rav for many years, and he was Nifter. Before he's even Nifter, he gave over Yadin Yaryaya to his son, and he had yeshiva, Zakta the Rivash, and he already, I guess he was getting older, so he already put his son in charge of the yeshiva and the Rabbanus. After he died, and so he continued to be Rav, I think the name was Rabbeinu Yochanan. It was a Talmud Muvuk of his father, who actually had gone on to another place, came back and he wanted to take over the position of Matsyo. And the community was very happy with Rabbi Yochanan, so we want to stay with him. And so Rabbi Yishaya, who was the Talmud, so he went to Maram HaLevi in Ashkenaz, and he said, it's time that Maram HaLevi put out a thing that if you don't listen to him, and you can't listen to Ben Yochanan, and any gittin that he writes a puzzle, and anything that he does is Akayas, because he had the king.
What was his taina?
Who's taina? The Rosh doesn't explain what his taina was. The Rosh doesn't explain exactly what his taina was. Maybe he was a Talmud Mufak, what? Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan was the son, and Rabbi Yishaya was the Talmud Mufak. But the point, a couple important points, is that Rabbi Yochanan was already established as Rav, and the community liked him, which is also another important point. So the Rosh brings many time in. Interesting enough, the king also established Rabbi Yochanan as the Rav. It seems to be bigger than just a Rav. Maybe close to Nasi they still had then. Had a Nasi, but something, the king appointed him. So he was still, and that actually one of the reasons the Rivash says is Din Machos Dina, the king appointed him. Chiddush, but so the Rivash goes on to write, he says that Avada, he brings this Rambam, and he says, the Rambam says, so like the Rivash, the Rambam says that all, that all appointments called Sarara. Well, you see that even for Abana, like the Rivash, it passes from father to son, and Avada ben Yochanan gets it. He says also, besides that, the Rambam says, the line right before that if there's a Rav who's established, you don't lo yard me dulasay. Yerichon was already Rav for a couple years. So you want to come in now? He's already Muchzik Rav. I'm saying, so he didn't understand the Taina. And he said, besides, why do we have to listen to Maram? Maram's in Ashkenaz. We're not in Ashkenaz. He's in charge in Tzarfis, which is France. We're Hamid, whatever. He didn't say Hamid charge. We have our own Rabbonim to establish. He doesn't. So what, even if he would be right, let's say he is right, he still doesn't have a right to Paskin over here. Interesting Rivash. But fine, that's the Rivash. What comes out from all these shitas is though is that when it comes to Rav, there's no difference between a Melech and a Rav. Everything that we say by Melech just transfers over to a Rav. So there's a Magen Avraham in Nun Gimel on a Ramah about a Shliach Tzibur. It's really the Ramah's quoting a Chuvis Rajva, that if you have an old Shlich Tzibur, so the Ramah says, the halacha is that he could put a son in place of him. And Zakhtar Ramah, even if his voice is not as good as the father's, so as long as he's Mamala Mekayma in other areas, which I'm assuming means Beir Shemayim, and other inyanim of Yiddishkeit, his voice doesn't have to be so good, Zakhtar Ramah. And the Ramah says, mainly he could take over, and he can even put him in, while he's still alive, even if he gets older and he wants somebody to replace him a couple of times, like Ramah, you can put him in to replace him. So Magen Avraham on this Ramah, so he brings the full Chuvis Rajva. Chuvis Rajva is something which is hard to understand. Chuvis Rajva says, because that was the Minik HaMakom. So Magen Avraham doesn't understand, Chassam Sofer, when he brings on this Chuvis Rajva, doesn't understand why is the Rajva making a difference out of Minik HaMakom. If the Halacha is Yerushas Rabbanis, which we just established from the Rivash, the Ramah, the Rambam, so who cares what the Minhag HaMakom is? Perhaps you can answer that he just means to Bavarn, the Chuvis Rajba. He just means to come as opposed to what the Ramah said, that if the Minhag was that they were in charge, the Ramah said that at the end, if they're in charge, they write out only for a couple years. So that's what he's saying, the Minhag. Shlech Tzibri, he meant the Minhag was that once Shlech took over, he took over forever. Not that there was a, he's a Chayder. What? Shlech Tzibri, yeah. Oh, hold on a second, I'm going to explain Shlich Tzibur. We're going to get to one point that you just mentioned. So, what was I going to say? Oh, so, maybe you could answer that that's all that he means by the Minhag HaMakom. The Chassam Sofer, a lot of the Chayyim are very busy with what the Rajba means, Minhag HaMakom. There could be other Pshatim, but maybe that's all he means. Then the Magen Avraham brings, and this is the person who's like the Shema of the Ein Yerusha to L'Rabbanus, is the Marashdam. The Ramah brings him in Zak. And the Magen Avraham says that in the Chuvis Marashdam says, Tebechachma Hamamun Laharbet Tayor Ledin Lairmini Kain. Then the Magen Avraham brings down one last thing from Rami Pano that even though the halacha is that in kesher Torah l'Rabbanus, but he says that it seems to be that the minhag was that in Beis Hillel that they had a minhag rakmei Hillel Nasi ve'elach noigu shebineim kaidmin, that they used to pass on from Hillel, they used to pass on the Nasius Hillel. Very cryptic words. What do you mean by that? There wasn't in Yerusha, but they had this minhag. Fine, maybe we'll explain that also. But the Marashdam says in Yerusha Rabbanus. Some of the tainus of the Marashdam is that the halacha is tzedek tzedek tirdo. If you have to run after the best rav or best bezdin, so why am I meshubed because his father was the rav to take him as a position? So the Marashdam says avadinat. He says va'oid. If you look on the Gemara in Yumayim Beis, so the Gemara right before that we mentioned, Gemara says shloshik sarim, the three crowns. One of them is melucha, kahuna, and taira. So the Gemara says about taira. The Gemara says kol mi sheyirat zaleilech, go take it. So Rambam says there's no Yerusha when it comes to taira. Anybody wants to go learn? Malucha, Kahuna, those are Yerusha. Tyre, anybody wants to go learn it. And he applied it to Rabbanus also. He says, whoever's the biggest gadol, the biggest, what do you call it? You have to take him. He says, if he paskins wrong, he's taking a pruta from the wrong person. To make isha, it's very important stuff. How he paskins to make an isha sish, not an isha sish. It's very important stuff. So there's no Yerushas Rabbanus. That's the truth. That's the Marshdam. What does he do with all the Rishonim that are piled up against him? Seems to be, we established right away that there is Yerusha Rabban. That's what he do with all them. So he doesn't mention the Rambam, at least the truth of Rishonim. He bavarns the Rajbo. So the Rajbo just meant if there's two people, one's a little bit better than him, fine, so then you could appoint the son. But if you have this big gap, so then Zakta truth of Rishonim, nothing doing. The Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer, in his first tshuva, went with this tshuvas Marshdam. And he brought many of the same tainas that the Marshdam brought. But one of the things that he gets involved in, and he's bothered by, is this Kain Meshulcha Muhammad, he brought them right away. So understand, if the Yavash wanted to medayik in the Rambam that says Kol Sarar, any appointment, so what happened to Kain Meshulcha Muhammad? Obviously not every appointment. Also, he doesn't understand, if it's so simple from the Rambam Melech, Kol Sarar, so we need another drasha for Kain Gadol. So Chassam Sofer wants to say that, no, like this Marshdam, that no, when it comes to Torah, Avada, Rabbanus, Torah, he even says, Knech, Kedusha, which he would apply to Shlich Tzibur too, any Indian of Kedusha, there's no Indian of Sarar, it's not a point. He says, yeah, the Rambam just means things that are... responsibilities of people, whatever Gaboyus maybe says, or he says Parnisair, and other positions that have nothing to do with Kedusha, they just have to do with responsibilities that somebody's taking care of something, so that would get passed on from Ben to Av. But things of Kedusha and Torah, so there's no Yerushas Rabbanus, the Chassam Sofer. So before, so we just established that the two main shitas here, the Rambam, the Yavash, and the Ramah, who said Yesh Yerushas Rabbanus. We have the Tshuva of the Marshdam, Amipana, and Magaravam seems to have gone with him when he brings it the way he brings it down. That they say Ein Yerushas Rabbanus. There's no Yerusha when it comes to Rabbanus. It's interesting that the Maisa, they say, from Shlomo Alkovitz, they bring down, that just to how far he went in this Yerushas Rabbanus, is that there was a called Avram Shol, I think, Avram Shol, who was Nifter, and he only had a son who was young. And the Tzibu wanted to appoint Rav Alshech. He was a Gadol Dor at the time, 60 years old, and they're about to sign the Shtar, and Shlomo Malkovitz said, you can't sign it. And he made them stop. And he made them not only stop, but he made them wait till the son became a gadol. And then they were reminded of the gadol. I don't know what happened in between, but they were reminded of the gadol as the Rav. I saw when Reb Nachas Asher brings on this Maisa, he has a Pella on this Maisa. He doesn't understand it. I'm not sure what his major Pella is. I'm saying he's passing like the Rambam when it comes to Melucha. And he's just transferring all the Din of Melucha to Rabbanus. So the Rambam says before, that if you have a son who's younger than a Katan, and he yarshin, so you wait till he's older, you point people, take over, and then you wait till he's older. I'm not sure what his problem is, but he just doesn't understand it, but that's the Maisa of Shlomo Alkovitz, and it seems to have gone with this psak, Yerushas Rabbanus, and there's no difference between a melech, and there's no difference between a rav, they go hand in hand. And you see how far Shlomo Alkovitz took it, Mamish Yerushas Rabbanus. Now we can clarify Chakira though. What exactly is Yerushas Rabbanus? In other words, we know that the Torah says Yerushas Nachla. His mom and father passes away, it gets passed on. So is that how it works by Sarara? That if the father dies, so the position passes on. That's one possibility. And this story from Shlomo Alkovitz would almost seem like that, just the way how far he took Yerusha. We'll wait for the son. Or perhaps not. Maybe, well, let's first ask some questions on that, and then we'll say the other side. It's a little hard to understand if it's a real Yerusha. First of all, you never find by Yerusha if he's worthy or not. Like some Sefer says, you look at the guy. So whoever the next son is, no matter, you know, how smart he is, how stupid he is, like the Chassam Sefer, he arshins. So why does that happen over here? If it's a regular Yerusha, just pass it on. Who cares? All these tonight. I'll leave the other kasha that he says. We're going to get to the other kasha that he has. He has other kashas. Then Kane should go to other, it's not only a son, other relatives. I'll hold off on that. But and that would be one kasha if it's Yerusha. Also, another kasha Mamshik asks is that if it's Yerusha, the Ramah says, by when it comes to Tovis HaNo, there's no Yerusha. So, fact that Mamshik, I don't understand. So they say, why not? Why is there no by Yerusha? Why is there no Tovis HaNo? By Tovis HaNo, why is no Yerusha? So, Zuck the Ramah, because it's not, it's aim by end. So, fact that Mamshik, what do you mean? Sarar is Yerusha. It's not by end. It's nothing here. It's not any aim by Mamish. So, that would be another kasha. So, perhaps we could say, Salim Chazasha says this, and we're going to bring it out, I think really in the undertones of a lot of Achorinim, they went this way. It's not a Yerusha like that. There's a din, that a son takes over the father. It's Tachas Bonav, it's a Pasuk, it's a new din by Mlucha, by Kohen Gadol. A son takes over his father. Yes, the Rishonim use a Lashon Yerusha, but it's not your regular din Yerusha. It's a din. A din that you have to appoint the next son. Now, Maram takes this a step further. Not only do you say it's a din, he says the din is on the tzibur. And Maram Shik Paskin is based on that. Now let's say the tzibur doesn't. All these cases we're talking about till now, I didn't want to say any of them, but I didn't say that the tzibur didn't like the rav. What happens if the tzibur doesn't want the son? They want the other guy. So now you have a messy machlekes over here. The tzibur wants this guy, and the guy's coming to Bezin and says, what do you mean? I yarshin. So Ram Shik says, in such a case, even though Yerusha's Rabban is, Ram Shik, he doesn't yarshin. He says, you know why? Because the chiyav on the tzibur to point the next rav, it's not a din Yerusha, Zakhtam Ram Shik, it's a chiyav on the tzibur. And the melo, if the tzibur doesn't want, so then he happens to have said that avada, it's a mitzvah on them to point him. But you can't force them. If they don't want to, they don't want to. But he says, Zechiv on the Tzibur to Mekayim this mitzvah. That's what Ram Shik says it. To see how far he takes it. Not only is it not Yerusha, and not only is it a din, but it's not a din that you have a right to mon. It's a din on the Tzibur. If they Mekayim the din, good. If not, too bad. That's what Ram Shik says. Now, the Avnei Nezer, who comes to rebuttal a lot of the tainas of Sam Seifer, so he also says this halacha. But he says it with a whole different twist. He says, the reason why, and this is very interesting, he said, the reason why, he says also, when if the tzibur says that we don't want him, so he doesn't become rav. And the reason is because like this, it's halacha ben melucha. It's Gemara in Harius. Gemara in Harius says that melech ben melech ain moishkin. You don't have to anoint him. So the Gemara asks, ay, Shloimo melech was anointed. So Gemara says, Adoniyav? I think my answer is Adoniyav. Because of Adoni Yav, because the Machlekes Adoni Yav, they have to point him. So Rashi learns over there that the Pshat is, like Rashi, Kol Zman, there's Machlekes, there's no Din Yerusha. As is like Rashi by a Melech. Forget about a Rabbanis, I'm going back to Melech now. As is like Rashi. So Abnezer says, so if the Tzibur is not masking him, there's no Din Yerusha anymore. So goodbye. The whole Din Yerusha is out the window. That is like Abnezer, which is a Chiddush. The Oid is a Chiddush. The Rambam doesn't seem to go like this Shitas Rashi by Melucha. The Rambam says by how he teaches this Gemara, the Rambam says that the halacha is that when there's a machlokes, in order to show, because the machlokes, in order to show who's really the melech, so we do a ma'is mashicha. But not that there's ever a tzad not. I forgot the lashon. I don't have the lashon in front of me, but not there's ever a tzad not. Just do we want to establish that he's the king, so then. So other Achorinim want to say maybe it's a Suffolk because it's Machlokes Rashi and Rambam, and they want to say maybe Suffolk derives from Chumra. So Ben Chazasha doesn't like this at all. But at least the Avnei Nezer, just to bring out the point how the Avnei Nezer understood is he doesn't seem to be understanding with a Yerusha the Gadin so much, because it's funny that if the Tzibur has a right to say no, it's a little bit interesting. Even though the Rashi is quoting Yuz Lashon Rabbanis, it seems to be more a Din, that a Ben Tachtov. So it could be we could have a couple nafkaminas from this Chakira. One of the nafkaminas could be like this. What would be if there's no sons? So now what happens? Well, I'm gonna get to son-in-law in a second. But what happens if there's no sons? You have a brother. So does he yarshin? So if you learn it's just a new din, like Chazasha is saying, there's a new din, that you have to memana the son of a king. So who cares about a brother? He's not a Ben Tachtov, not what he called. But if you learn that it's Yerusha Dekadin, so, and really the Lashon of the Rambam is like that, that he says, Kol HaKoydim Benachlo. So then, anybody who's rightly Yerush would take over, because it just follows the Lashon Yerusha. As you look at the different Lashonis in the Sefri, so some Lashonis in the Sefri say, Yvon of Tachtov. Some, and the Lashon, the Tesefta in Shkalim, is that no, is that they're Kol HaKoydim Benachlo, which would be Mashma, maybe these two Tzadim. Another nafkamina is, what about a son-in-law? So if it's a din Yerusha, where does a son-in-law come in? What's a din to come in? So really, this machloek is about a son-in-law. We're trying to discuss already. Chuvus Ramah brings down the shayla about a son-in-law. He brings it from... I forgot. But that he wants to taina that there's an inyan of a ben, that of a chaysin b'makam ha-ben. I think he even quotes the Gemara that David called Shaul Avi, and therefore a son-in-law would be Makom Ha'av. It's hard, Truvus Ramah, to understand. If it's Vard in Yerusha, so what's a din? The son-in-law has a din of a son? No, he doesn't. In Yerusha, it's not true that way. But if you learn that it's a new din, Tachtav Mibanov, that the bun takes over, so perhaps you could say, that he's saying, no, so a son-in-law would have the same din as a son. It's a new din, Tachtav Mibanov. Okay, so maybe a son-in-law is Nichla on that din. And he brings Yerushalmi over there that includes a son-in-law in this din. I saw somebody else say, also very hard to understand, that by this thing about Hill and Nasi, that they were Makbet the Nasiim, so he said also it would be a son-in-law. And he said there wouldn't be a problem of Lo Yosem Yeshevim Yehuda. Which I don't understand why there'd be a problem. If you took a son-in-law, so then it's not in Shevi Yehuda anymore. The son-in-law is not in Shevi Yehuda, and it would pass to his son. So I don't know how to answer that. They said it would be Nichla. They were come to explain that, no, there wouldn't be a problem with Lo Yosem Yeshevim Yehuda. If the son-in-law takes over, he's not Shevi Yehuda anymore. So why is that not a Lo Yosem Yeshevim Yehuda? I'm not sure. If the son-in-law would take over. Maisa, the... Navoidus Gershani, he said, no, the son-in-law doesn't take over whatsoever. He doesn't take over at all. He's chaylik on the Chuvus Ramah. He says, no, the son-in-law wouldn't take over. Another Shiloh that I saw also is, what about a grandchild? Could a grandchild take over? So, if it's a Vardin Yerusha, so a grandchild could take over, he could yarshin through the mother, maybe. But it's a din tachta mibanov, so then the son, the din to appoint the son, where does a grandson come in? It's the din to give over to a dafka ben. It's not a din Yerusha. There's a couple of nafkaminas that would come out from this chakira. So it depends. There are some achronim who were saying that maybe a son-in-law, a grandson, would take over before the son-in-law. And kipshuta, because they're learning it's Yerusha maybe, so they were timing that the mother would yarshin, the husband doesn't have addition to the yarshin, the mother maybe, so they don't go to... But if you go with this taina that it's a din tachta mibanov, it's not Yerusha, it's not a taina. But the Ram does use Lashon Yerusha, so...
What if he had no will, the father, and he didn't need who should be the next?
So somebody said to me before the shir...
What happened?
So somebody said before, what would happen? First of all, you asked if there's no will. This whole shir, he wrote a will, this whole... What?
He's up in the air, to the grass.
Well, this is all if he has no will.
Yeah.
So this is all...
You're saying it's based on no will.
Right. What happens if he wrote a will?
The guy can test that which you are saying.
In the will? Woman, there's no will, there's a will.
No, he's contesting this shit.
He's contesting it. He's saying, I'm going to the other sheet.
Oh.
I have just the same right view.
He wants to whatever's better for him. So that's why you have to go to a Bezdin and how that Bezdin paskins, and however that Bezdin paskins.
Right.
However they come out, la
vacha. His own Bezdin, and he goes back to the old place.
Okay, so you'll have.
He wants to turn the whole thing around.
The same problem you have with any two Bati Din that argue.
You have to give a share first, isn't it?
Huh?
Yeah. Sit down two Bati.
It sounds like this is all nepotism, but nepotism is an apparent. I mean, is there any sort of standard that they have to be right for the position?
So I said in the beginning, the Ramah and the Rambam said a lashon. What? Chacham Sas. And the Rambam said a lashon that if he's not a chacham, you have to teach him.
Given the position, Then
hold on a second. Let up. Okay, so they taught him. They taught him. Oh, right. My Samsofer brings one rayum. Before I get to Samsofer, I just want to finish off with on this Chakira. So it could be that both Sadim are true, and this is how we can answer up that funny Mirami Pada at the end. I saw that he brings from a Truvis Beis Yitzchak that even on the Tzad, that there's no Yerushas Rabbonis, maybe there was a Minug, there'd be a Din Rabbonon afterwards. So I was wondering, maybe what the Truvis Beis Yitzchak means is Yerusha Rabbonis, he means Medina, like the Rambam that Tzad, real Yerusha. And even if not, maybe it's a Din Rabbonon that they established a new Din that they should take over. And that is really Lashon Rami Pano that we brought in the Magen Avraham, that he said that even though he sounds like Mikra Dedina, he said that before Hillel, there was no such Din. There's a new din takana that they established afterwards, and maybe this din wouldn't even work with Yerusha. Maybe it would look like this din that, I mean, Milchus Asher is saying is the din deraisa of Tachas Bibana, but it would work that we appoint. It wouldn't be a Yerusha, but it would be a din to appoint the son. It would be a din derabban. It's not a. Basically, yeah, because he said he's not going both. He's going that the Rami Pana's not going both. Rami Pana's saying Ein Yerusha Rabbanus, and then he says the Minhag HaMakom. But he still looks at Mashma that even if there would be, like, that he could hold a both. There'd be both in him, whatever. Whoa. Maybe he still says it even if there's no Din Yerusha. Maybe he says also like Rami Pana. It could be actually, it would answer up. Interesting, a Lashon in the Rambam, if they both would be true, because the Rambam in another place, in Kli Mikdash, says a funny Zach. Not funny, it doesn't go well. The Rambam that we said, so he said, Mach Shehim Shech Melech, Areza Zoich Eloi Laban of La'olam. Doesn't say anything about being mace. Sounds like even while he's alive, he could pass it on to his sons. Doesn't say anything about it. Says once he's appointed king, he passes on to his sons. So why can't he pass it on when he's alive? He retires. What happens if he wants to retire? What would be the halacha? If it's your real Yerusha, Yerusha applies by retiring. So if there's the other din that we're saying, that tachta mibanov, so I don't know if tachta mibanov has to be dafka lachar misa, maybe not. And the lashon in this Rambam in Zayin Aleph in Melachim doesn't say a word about misa. Go out of the Rambam in Kli Mikdash, we're in Kli Mikdash, he taka says lashon misa. So maybe that could be these two dinim that we're saying. So just to get back, the Chassam Sofer, he brings a very stark araya, and he says, it's funny, he finishes the tshuva, and after the tshuva, maybe you only thought of after, I don't know why he did it this way, after the tshuva, he brings another araya at the end. Says, there's a medrash in Parshas Pinchas. Medrash in Parshas Pinchas says that Moshe Rabbeinu, I was expecting somebody to ask this to me. Now what happened by Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted sons to the Yarshin, and Hashem told him no. So the medrash says that the Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to, and Hashem said no, because Yeshua arranged the benches, Lashon HaMedrash. So Chassam Sofer tells that it doesn't say anywhere that Moshe Rabbeinu's sons weren't Roy in that Medrash. It just says that Yeshua had these milas, specific milas, so that's why he Yarshin. So Zakta Chassam Sofer, why is it any Yerusha's Rabbanus? I don't know why. Okay, that's what Sofer says. Just in a very, like, when a Kaddish Baruch Hu tells somebody to do something, so, like, that means that's, okay, it could be that's a vise. I don't know. Is that a vise on the Halach Ladaris? Maybe that was Dafka at that time. I don't know. But Chassam Sofer understood that from a Kaddish Baruch Hu telling him that there was no Yerushas Rabbanon. So the Avnei Nezer to rebuttal this title of Chassam Sofer. So he says, first of all, you look at other Midrashim, he says that Moshe Rabbeinu's sons weren't Laim De Torah. So that's why they weren't right. Like you asked, they weren't right. They didn't Laim De Torah. So if they weren't Laim De Torah, they weren't right. Interesting. We said they have to teach them. Kasha. But that's not an easy time is back. But maybe they weren't right even to be taught. I don't know, it's a good question. Maybe. Also, he says a very important thing. He says, says that also, we know that a Talmud could be like a son. So maybe that would be Mekayim, also the Din. This is Avnei Ezer Lishitaset. He's not learning to Din Yerusha. To Din Tachta Mibonav. So he's saying maybe you could Mekayim a Din of a Ben Tachta Mibonav with a Talmud. Right. Now, there's an interesting Marit Al-Ghazi, on this Shiloh that we just said, so Marit Lagazi says that, let me find it, hold on a second. Yeah. It's only in this medrash that he wanted that. I guess another medrash. Oh, so. I can't find that. Marit Lagazi. So we just finished. Fine. So we just established that Rabbanos Nevi Machlokes. So the question would be: is what's considered Rabbanos? What's considered? Somebody asked me, what about a Rebbe? What about a Nasi? What about a Shlich Tzibur? Like he asked. So the Chasam Sofer in his Tshuvas,
Candyman.
So the Chasam Sofer in his Tshuva seems to, even though he calls Shlich Tzibur a din of kedusha in his second Tshuva, The Chasam Sofer in his second Tshuva was Chayzer. I got to what he's Chayzer in a second, but in his second Tshuva, when he's Chayzer, he seems to think that even though Shlich Tzibur could be considered kedusha, it also could not be. I guess it depends on what the qualifications for their Chazan is. If they want somebody with a nice voice, or they look for somebody who is a Talmud Chacham and Yerush Shemayim, that's important to them. Because he says that's maybe what the Rami Pana wants with Minog, Chasam Sofer. How they look at their Shlich Tzibur. He says maybe they can Medam into the Kain Gadol. Interesting. But, so a Shlich Tzibur could go either way, if he's a Kedusha or not Kedusha. But the Chasam Sofer says that other positions, such as Parnas Ha'ir and all these things, they of Adu would, there's no Shiloh that they of Adu would have. I'm trying to think of another, I'm saying what we have nowadays, not so many of these positions. Parnas Ha'ir and these things don't really exist nowadays. A Nasi is something that's in between, Gada, because it has a, on the one hand, has a more of a malchustic aspect, but it has Torah to it. So the Chasam Sofer was Chayzer, it's very important actually. Chasam Sofer was Chayzer in the second Tshuva. There's a whole Shiloh why he was Chayzer. There are people who write Achrayim why he was Chayzer. But Maisa, he was Chayzer, but he wasn't Chayzer from the Pesach of Enyush Rabbanis. He just said that a Rav nowadays, this is what he says, and we're going to actually flip it around, but that a Rav nowadays has other responsibilities, so therefore, Chasam Sofer, he's not worse, his other responsibilities don't go, just because he also has Torah, he zikr yarshin his other responsibilities, so a son will take over the Rabbanis through that din of the Sarara, the point of the other appointments that don't have anything. He makes sure the Anim get their money and other, whatever the Rabbanim have responsibilities they have, so through that, Chasam Sofer, he'll yarshin to his kids. So, I just want to end with this. I saw Moshe Shturmach brings a maisa from the Chasam Sofer. Brings it in his Sefer in Tam Vadas, this week's Parsha, that there is machoikis between two people who wanted to take over Kehila. So he said, we'll be masking to go to Chasam Sofer in Radin to Paskin. And whatever he says, we'll listen to. What is it, Chasam Sofer? Sorry, Chavetz Chaim, Shkoyach. So they went to the Chavetz Chaim, and Chavetz Chaim said the two versions I saw brought down how he said it. Either one version, which I think is more proper one, is even if you say Yerushas Rabbanis, we said nowadays there's no Yerushas Rabbanis. Why? He says because nowadays with the preachers that's going on and the inroads of Askala, he said a Rav is a Baal Mochama. And if he's a Baal Mochama, like the Kain HaMashulch Mochama, there's no Yerusha. And he says, because it's not possible, just to explain what's shot in the Kohen Moshul Mochama, which is one of the big Kashat Chasam Sofer, he says, it's not possible that somebody who is a Baal Mochama can yarshin that to his sons. It's not something that you yarshin to your sons, a Baal Mochama. It's not an appointment that gets passed on to his sons. Because not everybody has a midah, being a Baal Mochama, somebody who's going to take on. It's a specific midah that certain people have. It's not something, and I guess you can't teach it. Somebody who has to be a fiery guy, he's going to fight them. He says that nowadays we have to fight Haskalah, we have to fight Pritzus. So the Chavetz Chaim, there's no Yerushalayim. It's the exact opposite of Chasam Sofer. Because Chasam Sofer is saying maybe nowadays they have more responsibilities. Chavetz Chaim said, no, fuck it. Well, what?
Very active
100 years. Yeah, very true. Chassam Sofer also is fighting Haskalah, but no, yeah. But that's the psak of the Chofetz Chaim, most recent psak. That no, just the two lashonis is one lashon that's brought down. I said even though, but one lashon they brought down is that he passed in Yerusha's Rabbanus, but nowadays, nah. Interesting. Mr. Brewer, he just brings down Yeshayim. He brings the two sheetahs. The second sheet he brings down, though, I think is Yerusha Rabbanus. I think if he always says Yeshayim second, it means, I'm not sure exactly, depends exactly how he writes it. But, so, I don't know if it would be a raya then that he taka lahalocha in the shtikul Torah part of the shiur. I don't know if he mamish paskin Yerusha Rabbanus or not, depends on how you, the girs in the maisa. But one important thing, though, I want to finish with that we see from all the Rabbanim who dealt with this, the Inyan of Kavod HaTorah, the very important Inyan, Kavod HaTorah, Chesed HaLimud Torah, where we started with. And no matter if you have it in Machlokes and who should become the Rav, and even if the Tzibur's opinion towards one person or another, it doesn't mean that you can, the other person, the Chayr, is a Chash of a person. It doesn't mean you can just, drag him on the floor and say all the Lashon Hara you want about the guy because you don't agree with him being appointed. He's also a Chash of a person most of the time. And therefore, you have to give them the proper respect and kavod. And you see from all the tshuvas that they're dealing with the machlokes, and they don't want to get, like, some service, they didn't want to get involved. He said, I don't want to get involved in this machlokes, but Maisa, it's Torah, so I'm going to say a psak. But you have to give kavod to both sides, and you have to make sure there's shalom. Shkoyach.